I'll be in the second chapter just for just a little bit. We've heard a lot about there'll be a lot of folks that don't want to hear about practical things, but when the scripture is full of how we as children of God, if we say that we believe and we say and profess that we want to be His servant and that we want to be obedient, the scripture's full of how we ought to go about doing so. So just sort of keep that in mind. And again, it's, the word practical, the word practice comes out of that, or practical comes from practice, one or the other. And that's something that we do. And so keep that. There's a practice that we have to exercise to walk in obedience. So keep that in mind as we read through here. And I'm just going to read in chapter two, verses 1 through 6. Pay attention, but when we get to verse 6, really, it seems really, really simple. And it is, but we make it much harder than it ought to be. Beginning in verse 1 of chapter 2, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked." That's telling us right there that we should walk as Jesus walked.
Yes.
That's how we ought to be striving. That's, that should be our practice. And in this carnality, it's hard to do, but if we practice, it would be a whole lot less harder than we make it.
Yes.
Would you bow your head with me? For kind of grace and heavenly Father, we bow again. Lord Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity that you bless us with to assemble ourselves together. Lord, we pray that as we came this morning, Lord, that you would be our help. Lord, that you would help us to worship and lead us in our worship, Lord. And above all, that we do and say here this morning that we would have no other desire than to be pleasing to you and to lift up your name as it ought to be. Lord, we pray that as we read from your word this morning, Lord, that you would ever help us and increase that desire in us, Lord, to walk after you. And Lord, we know that if we do these things, life will get better. Maybe not, it doesn't really ever care or burden, Lord, but Lord, we know it makes them so much more easy to bear. Lord, we pray just now for these requests that have been lifted up here this morning. Lord, there's requests that we mention just about every week, Lord, and there's those that we tend to forget. But Lord, whatever the reason, Lord, you know. And we just pray that you teach each circumstance according to thy righteous will. And Lord, just make your comfort in your presence known in each circumstance and situation. We pray just now, Lord, for Brother Dennis as he comes to preach your word, Lord, that you would just bless him and lose his tongue, Lord, and just take the man out of the way. And in like manner, Lord, that you would give us hearing ears. We pray these things, along with forgiveness of our sins, for thy name's sake. Amen.
Amen.